Welcome back to the Hedgehog and the Fox, the podcast brought to you by GPAM. In this episode, we are diving into a transformation that's already redefining the rules of the automotive aftermarket, artificial intelligence. The market is one of the sectors with the highest potential for AI-driven transformation. We're talking about smarter inventory management, predictive maintenance, optimized pricing, and data-driven decision-making at every level, from suppliers and distributors to workshop and service network. But this transformation also raises questions. How do we balance innovation with trust, regulation, and sustainability? And how can we ensure AI tools actually deliver value? Joining me today is Almudena Benedito, CEO of GPA, here to explain why AI is no longer optional and how GPA is leading the way. Welcome, Almudena.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here today because we are witnessing indeed a true turning point into the industry. AI is no longer an experiment, it's a strategic tool. And those who embrace it early are already seeing tangible benefits, in fact. Here at GPA, we have spent decades helping the industry make sense of complexity, delivering innovative solutions to keep our customers at the forefront of market challenges and trends. Now we are using AI to take that mission to the next level, let's say.
Thank you. So let's start from the top. What makes AI such a powerful force in the aftermarket today?
Well, the complexity of the aftermarket is really accelerating. Think about this. EVs, supply chain instability, shifting consumer expectations. Traditional tools are struggling to keep up, but artificial intelligence allows us to adapt in real time. It really helps companies forecast demand, for instance, or reduce stocks, optimize pricing, and even automate repetitive tasks. For example, according to IBM, in France, we could see a 20% increase in productivity by 2035 thanks to AI. When it comes to revenue generation, studies show AI can boost lead generation by over 50% in sales divisions, for instance. Why? Because it helps better understand consumer behavior, build personas, what we do, of course, in market intelligence. Another major gain is operational efficiency. AI is being implemented across logistics, supply chains, and back office operations with an expected 20% efficiency increase in Europe, for instance, over the next decade. And finally, in customer service also, AI tools like chatbots now really in our lives are getting costs reduced by 30% mostly. They handle also routine requests and they free up human teams to focus on high value interactions.
And when we talk about market research, how AI changed the way we can gather data or interpret it even?
Yeah, indeed, very interesting. On regarding market research, I believe that really AI is revolutionizing the field of this industry, both in terms of methodology and output quality. Traditionally, market research relied a lot on manual processes collecting. The cleaning up data was a tedious task. Analyzing and reporting data took time and resources, and still today. Yeah? But with AI, we can now automate some of these tasks, not all, but some, and accelerating delivery while improving accuracy. Let me give you some concrete examples on this. The first one, for instance, is that AI allows us as market research company to process vast volumes of structured and unstructured data at a speed that was simply not possible before. We were doing it, but more in a manual way. Creating algorithms was tedious, and today is really faster. And we are no longer limited to survey responses or, I would say, statistic databases. Today, we potentially can pull insights from different sources like social media, customer reviews, repair invoices, telematics, even images and video content, which is helping us to enrich our data and to be able to deliver clear and actionable insights. A second example or a second point is that it improves our predictive capabilities. Instead of just understanding what has happened, AI helps us gives a boost to our forecasting tools, whether it's anticipating shifts in consumer behavior or identifying early signs of demand for center parts, or even mapping how vehicle electrification will affect repair trends in a specific market. GIPA has a unique tool, which is called SDP, Smart Demand Planning Tool, for instance, that has today 10 variables. Tomorrow, in a couple of months, it will include over 40 variables, which allows us to give more granularity to our forecast and also to take into account more variables, because today this is key to forecast the market trends. Third, I can mention that AI improves the quality of engagement with research participants, which is key to have accuracy in our results. For example, with AI, we can optimize how and when surveys are sent. We can tailor questions dynamically to the respondents and analyze open-ended responses with natural language processing. This means better data, richer insights, and less respondent fatigue. So as a conclusion, I say that our research is much more accessible and dynamic. And instead of sending customers statistic reports, we can now deliver interactive dashboards, real-time summaries, more frequent reports, and adapt to any other customer needs in a faster way. And finally, of course, let's not forget about cost and efficiency. By automating certain repetitive tasks and simplifying analysis, we reduce for sure the time between data collection and strategic decision making. In our case, we have reduced our time by approximately 35% on the cleaning data and the data collection with new technologies and new methodologies and with AI. So in short, artificial intelligence is not the answer to every problem or every need. It has to be used on a proper case, proper use case, I would say. In our case, it helps us to improve in our timing of delivery for our customers, and it reshapes what's possible, let's say, turning data into decisions and to clarify complexity. So again, it's not to replace workforce with AI, it is to service our customers more efficiently and to make the team focusing in analyzing data instead of cleaning data.
Mm-mm. That's clear indeed that AI helps to increase efficiency, to have faster deliveries and better quality too. And you mentioned already some of the actions which GIPA took to use AI, but what else are you implementing? How else are you implementing it?
Yes, in fact, we're tackling it on several fronts. First, we protect the value of our content. Our customers are what we call members of our solutions. And it's key for us to protect the content of the data and the reports and the insights we give, especially from unintended external use through generative AI tools. That's why we offer to our customers a secure platform to retrieve the data and to load the data. Second, we are making our resources more accessible, creating new services that make it easier for users to engage with our intelligence. And third, we are training our teams also to understand and apply AI with agility and purpose, ensuring our evolution is constant, rapid, and sustainable.
And this is where GIPA Connect comes in.
Yes, you mentioned the name, GIPA Connect. Indeed, this is our way also of always staying ahead in the aftermarket, trying to always offer the customers what they need. We have developed this new platform because it's today faster, more intuitive, and it gives easy access to the data. This is GIPA Connect. So it's more than an extranet, I would say. It's a central intelligence platform powered by AI, so GIPA Gen AI. And I would like maybe to mention three key strengths of this new platform. The first one is that it's intuitive. We have redesigned this interface for a cleaner, more user-friendly experience, and it helps our customers to find the information with less effort. The second strength is the efficiency. Our AI-powered search helps you instantly locate relevant insights across one or multiple reports in different languages because it includes semantic search. And the third strength I would like to mention is that, of course, is this intelligent power. Being AI-driven allows, in fact, to ask questions like in a normal AI, and you can dialogue with the tool and get accurate and tailored results. Our customers can also evaluate the pertinence of the results, and so the tool learns by itself. And in a nutshell, I would say that is really a very new platform, in the sense that the data is actionable and the insights are as useful to the customers.
Thank you, Almudena. It's brilliant what you're doing and how you're using AI. And what's clear from today, of course, is that AI isn't just the future, it's really the present. And those who we adapt early will lead the way. So as you said, from forecasting, automation to smart and decision making, AI is really transforming how the automotive aftermarket operates at every level.
Yes, indeed. And at Jeepa, we are really proud to be active part of this transformation. And we can tell that Jeepa Connect is the clear example of our commitment to innovation, digitalization, and actionable insights. And for all those who are curious to know more, I invite you to get in touch with Jeepa and search at your local country managers to discover our regional customer support. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.
Thank you.